Unity Radio Online.
Good afternoon, you're tuned in to Unity Radio Online. It's your boy Shabs and I'm joined here with Tash Alexander from Head Held High.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Tash. You're with Head Held High. I've been doing research and I understand they do motivational workshops. Would you like to give us an insight on that?
Yeah, sure. I started Head Held High last year in January off my own back, really basically wanting to encourage anyone and everyone to want to become better in their confidence, in their work areas, in their behaviour, etc. So we work with lots of different types of people, youth offenders, gangs, teenagers, young mums, unemployed people, right through to helping people prepare for interviews, leaving school and finding employment. My message really is to encourage people to become products of their true selves and not be dominated by their past or their environments or how much money they've got in their pockets, actually.
Okay, is there any particular reason this is the path you chose?
Well, I think we've all got a story, and I know I've had to fight for everything in life and continue to do so. And I think it's very easy to become quite negative and full of despair. I think depression's on the up. And I think a lot of people wait to feel better before they do anything. And I know what it's like being unemployed or having not much go on. And my philosophy is to encourage people to take action and then they will naturally start to feel better. And I suppose I'm doing this work because I want to inspire others to keep up the hope, keep working on themselves and keep believing that they can achieve their goals and not be dominated by they may not have the right qualifications or they may have been unemployed for 5 years so there's no point, etc, etc. And it's very rewarding work, especially when you see the changes in people.
Okay, have you got any, I suppose you could call them success stories so far?
I have. I mean, I recently did a 2.5 week course, which is a very short course for Head Held High at College North East London in Tottenham with quite a big group, 22 long-term unemployed people. And after we completed the course, we got a third back into employment or in some new training. And one of the guys actually said, I've done more this morning than I've done in the last 10 years, which will always
That's
stick.
That's an achievement.
Yeah, which will always stick with me. They've just rebooked us, which is great. And just done some good work at Hackney Community College and they're interested in us working with some of their young women.
Okay, you said you started the company by yourself. How was that? Was it a challenge or...?
Well, I'm quite used to doing things on my own. I'm actually a lone parent. I've got a son who's 12 years old, so I love doing the workshops with other single parents as well to really inspire them. So I'm used to kind of doing things off my own back. I am now looking for volunteers to support me. I've got one young lady who's helping me just drum up some work because it's all about us getting out there, calling the job centres, calling the schools, calling the yacht teams. It's not easy, and it's very easy to kind of lie in bed and go, why the hell am I doing this? And I've really chosen quite a difficult path. I think my son would prefer it if I was a drama teacher or something.
Yeah.
But I just, you know, when you believe in something, you've got to have conviction in yourself. And it can take one phone call. You know, you could send about 100 emails out, but, you know, 5 people might come back to you.
You said you are currently looking for volunteers. How would people go about getting involved?
Yeah, why do you want to work for me?
I'm not saying that, but I know a few young people that may be interested.
Well, they could definitely get in contact with me, and ultimately I would it would be on a commission basis. I would love to pay them eventually an hourly fee, but they would get a percentage of every paid workshop booked.
Okay.
They could get in contact with me, they could call me, or they could email me at tash@headheldhigh.co.uk. I could give my number out now, I don't mind. Or we can save that till the end, the climax.
Save that till the end. And if I had a group of young people that I'd like to obviously get involved with you, would they go the same way about contacting me?
Yeah, they could just send me their CV, but if they're passionate about making a difference and they feel that they could dedicate a few hours, I mean, even if it was about 6 hours work a week, my aim is to cover every borough in London, and there's 32 boroughs in London, so there's a lot of work. I always offer a free session first so people get to see how we work, and then generally we do get work from that, so they would get paid, you know, a percentage of the workshop booked for a certain amount of time. I'm not asking people to do voluntary work for the rest of their lives.
I understand in your past experiences you've done stand-up and acting. Can you give us an insight on that, please?
Good. I thought you were going to say, can you give us a joke?
You can do that as well.
Maybe I'll throw out a funny one-liner in a minute. I haven't done stand-up for a while, but I'm just getting back out there actually at the moment. I love doing comedy, and it really comes in handy as well with these sessions because it keeps it uplifting, and you know, it's about people feeling quite joyful in the sessions. I did a couple of comedy reality shows. One was Rio's World Cup Wind-Up, so I don't know if you've seen it. Rio Ferdinand. You're not too sure. Well, I'm disgusted. What can I say? Rio Ferdinand wound up the English football team. So I was in the scene with David James, the goalkeeper, having to pretend I was an art fan because he's a big art fan. I also did something with Jimmy Carr, which was great. He did something called Comedy Idol, and I was in the 10 finalists, and we had to perform at the
Comedy Store. That's great.
I encourage everyone to do it for like 10 minutes of their lives.
I've been told I should be a stand-up comedian, but I'm not too sure about getting heckled on stage.
Yeah. Oh, you'd be able to deal with it. You'd be great.
Okay.
Just find somewhere, an open mic night. Don't tell anyone that you know that you're doing it, and just go out there and give it a go. It's a great feeling when it goes well. You know, it's a wonderful feeling when you've got a room full of people laughing at you.
Acting and stand-up comedy is worlds away from what you're doing now with Head Held High. How did the link come into it?
It is and it isn't. That's a good question, because my goal is to merge both. And I think there's a lot of companies out there, especially working with unemployed people, where they just need to tick the boxes. So they've just got to get them back into any job, do the CVs, do the interviews. And we do that work, but it's very interactive. So I use a lot of role play. There is a lot of comedy in there. I get people up on their feet because it's about them feeling the change. So the creativity comes through the workshops as well, and I think that's our unique style, and I think that's why people come back. My vision would be to put on events. We're doing a session with a group of homeless people tomorrow. I would love to put on inspiring events under Head Held High for lots of different types of people, and have music, comedy. You could come and rap if you want, if I can afford you. It's about merging them, and for me, it's like Russell Brand is a great inspiration of mine, and he's on a real mission. I don't know if everyone else feels like that in this studio. They're rolling their eyes. You can see that he's on a real mission, and he's got a message to share with people, and I think he uses his creativity to support that, and that's what I'm trying to do.
Okay. I'm interested to find out about future prospects for Head Held High, like your ambitions and how far you want the company to go.
How far do I want to go? My vision is that every job centre in London, so that's 32 boroughs, and they've got quite a few job centres in the boroughs, they would be calling Head Held High because they know we can achieve results, and they would be calling us up to run courses with their unemployed clients to really help them change their lives. I want schools to call us if they've got challenging students, if they've got sick formers that might need help with interview techniques, confidence building. I think there's a real gap with personal development in schools. Youth offending teams, the list is endless. I want to work with the police. They don't want to work with me.
Is there any particular reason they don't want to?
That was a joke. I was speaking to a constable yesterday, and I just... Again, it's about connecting with people, and I just feel that because we've got a unique style, it does really work and it does connect. And this policeman was talking about a group of young people that he was really not getting anywhere with, and I said, you know, send us in. So, yeah, I just basically want to take over the world. I don't think that's too much to ask for.
No, it's not. Well, thank you for coming in and speaking with us today and giving us an insight with your company, Head Held High. For those of you out there, if you want more information on Head Held High, the website is headheldhigh.co.uk, and Tash's email address, if you'd like to find out more info in depth or contact her, is tash@headheldhigh.co.uk.
Thank you so much.
This is Unity Radio Online.